In today's reading from the Gospel of John, Jesus invited two of John the Baptist's disciples to visit him. It was an invitation. There was no sort of coercion, no threats or promises, no overwhelming display of God's wrath or glory. Just come and see. That is the first step in the new life in Christ, just to encounter Jesus. But when the quiet impulse leads you or me to him, the questions soon arise. Who is this person? Well, that's revealed by what Jesus says in the Gospel of John, but almost as clearly in what all the four Gospels show him actually doing. In John's Gospel, the first thing Jesus actually does is to turn water into wine at a wedding feast for everyone, including the men and women who had simply followed this mysterious person. It is not only that the miracle demonstrates that Jesus is acting in a unique relationship with God, though it certainly does that, but it is also a sign offering transformation of the heart to anyone who can grasp what is going on, an invitation to the movement of one's soul into communion with God, the water of our lives transformed into the wine of God's life. Jesus repeats that invitation again and again. He opens up the way to shared life with him, to the life he shares with God, following him step by step, deeper and deeper into that communion, deeper and deeper into God's life forever. The men and women who followed him then didn't fully grasp that offer in its depth. In all four Gospels, the disciples simply didn't get it. It remained out in front of them right until Jesus' resurrection, when they understood suddenly that in Jesus they were meeting God, that they will share God's life, the life that we call eternal life. It is step by step, deeper and deeper into a relationship in which the light dawns, sometimes slowly, sometimes overnight, but always a dawn that beckons to full day. Sometimes the great steps happen overnight. Years ago, I was in the office of a parish where I was helping out. The secretary came to me and said there was a woman on the phone who had told her bluntly that she wanted to see a priest because she was determined to become a Christian and register as a Democrat. What followed is a story I won't tell at length today. Suffice it to say that over the following months, I helped her as best I could with the Christian part of her request. What had led her to that strange phone call was that she had been surprised by joy. She had spent her life struggling against God after having been abused as a young girl by a Protestant minister. Decades later, not long before the call, she was wheeled into an operating room on a gurney, not knowing that she was about to hear that she had a rapidly moving terminal illness. Suddenly, before she was in the room, before she heard those fatal words, she felt herself overwhelmed out of nowhere by God's love. She was simply filled to the brim with God's love for her. She was alive with light, and that never went away. During her pilgrimage into death and new life, that love just kept getting deeper, the light brighter. That was a funeral I will never forget, a true celebration of life. For most of us, that pilgrimage takes longer and may be shaped very differently. But the invitation keeps coming. Come and see. I myself have had many struggles and deep threats to my faith in the God of love. There are steps and more steps, sometimes sideways or even backward steps in that pilgrimage. But the invitation keeps coming, no matter where you are on that road. Come and see. Keep encountering Jesus. Move into relationship with him, no matter how hard it is. It's a journey into the luminous darkness of God. That journey, step by step, never ends. Life and more life. Light and more light. Movement into the mystery of the luminous darkness where we know God without knowing. Come and see. Jesus keeps saying it wherever we are. It is as St. Augustine said about the scriptures. Jesus' invitation is like a river with shallow banks where lambs can wade safely, but amidst where elephants can swim. If one's at the beginning, perhaps one could start with 5 minutes a day of quiet openness to encounter with Jesus. Wherever you are, give yourself the space to let yourself be drawn in further. Oh, there will be struggles or suffering. Sometimes long times of silence for many of us. But at every point we can hear that invitation, come and see. It is the way to life. It is the way of life. And what is perhaps even more challenging, at least for me, we can share that come and see with others who show some curiosity about God. Perhaps a curiosity raised just by them seeing the strange reality that we are people who ourselves are growing in faith. The first thing Andrew did after he came to visit Jesus for the first time was to go tell his brother Peter and echo the invitation to him. If you encounter that moment with someone and they are curious about this Jesus, perhaps you can show them what Jesus is doing in this parish, where the poor are being fed and respected and loved, where a scholarship is sending a young man to college, where thousands of dollars are going to ministry among those in need, where members quietly take their faith into their life in the world, and where we encounter Jesus in baptism and again in the Holy Eucharist. If they take a step on the road of pilgrimage, invite them here on Saturday or Sunday to see where people like them are encountering God in a myriad of ways. Jesus says, come and see. And so to us, everyone, and to those we care about, the invitation goes out. Jesus says, and does not stop saying it, come and see.